KISS PR Brand Story Podcast. Amplify your stories by getting you featured in large news outlets like Associated Press, Yahoo News, Fox, NBC, ABC News affiliates, over 500 news sites, submitted to Bloomberg, journalists, bloggers, and now the podcast. Feature story is...
Ladies and gentlemen, today I have a great treat for you. I have a business owner from Atlanta, Georgia. She runs a successful e-commerce fulfillment company that does something unique, and that unique thing is called third-party logistics, or as we call it, 3PL. Her company specializes in multiple things, which she will tell us on the show today. She has worked with some of the high-profile companies, such as the famous fashion brands like Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and many more. Put simply, the company provides fast and accurate direct-to-consumer fulfillment in the area of retail, e-commerce, order management, and much more. The person that I am introducing you today on the Subject Matter Expert podcast is Courtney Folk, subject matter expert, and will teach us today how business owners, e-com companies can take advantage of the distribution, warehousing, and fulfillment services through her unique company, Renewal Logistics. Welcome, Courtney, to the Subject Matter Expert Show. How are you doing today?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about you, so the audience who doesn't know you get to know you, and then we'll go into how you solve problems on a day-to-day basis through Renewal Logistics.
Okay, great. Well, as you said, my name is Courtney Folk. I am married to my husband, who is also my business partner. We've worked together and been married for 18 years. His name's Brian. We have a 9-year-old son named Jack. And we live in Atlanta and have locations in Atlanta, McDonough, Georgia, which is about an hour south of Atlanta, and then also in South Carolina. And we love, you know, the lake and going to the beach and working hard. And we've got an awesome team around us.
Awesome. That's a great story, established family woman, married for an 18 year, great kids. So tell us, what got you into 3PL? And before we talk about 3PL, why 3PL? Why not, you know, makeup or, you know, anything else that most women go for? Why 3PL, which is a very sophisticated, you know, technology?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's not a very simple answer. So I'm going to give you the 30-second snapshot of what our work history has looked like. When we started in business 18 years ago, we worked for my husband's parents, who owned 4 small retail dry cleaning stores. And quickly after we were involved in that business, we realized that, you know, we needed to find another vertical that would allow us to have a larger order volume per customer. So we actually realized that our skill set in the dry cleaning world was a fit for handling insurance restoration clients. So people who have had house fires in their home. We help them get their lives back together by cleaning everything in their home, including drapes and clothing and rugs and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we actually became the largest in the country that's independent that does that. And we were found on the internet by an Asian factory representative who had 300,000 pairs of jeans that had become moldy in transit from the factory to LA at the port. Mm-hmm. And they were set to be delivered. And so they were just reaching out, you know, throwing darts at the dartboard to try to find something that would work. And I saw it as a massive opportunity because, you know, we went from 2 or 3 items in the dry cleaning world to a couple thousand items in the, you know, the insurance restoration world. So now we're talking about hundreds of thousands of items that we would be touching as far as apparel goes. So we actually crafted a plan and solved the problem. We were able to remove all of the contamination. We had clean test results, and the items went on to fill that purchase order, and the end user client was extremely happy. They had no complaints at all. So it was just we were available to solve a problem, and it happened to be in the distribution and logistics space. And we solved this problem for a large company, and they, kept asking us, what else can you do? What else can you do? What else can you do? Because dry cleaning is one of the most complicated businesses that's out there that I've seen. And so if you can manage one of those companies successfully, you can really do a lot of other things successfully too. So, over time, we just developed such a great relationship with that brand and many other brands that we just became their, trusted partner. And that just grew, you get into a business, you get in with a client, and then you just continue to meet their needs, and you continue to get rewarded for it.
Interesting. So the aha moment from story of a struggle for some company that gave you your new way to get into 3PL. Tell us about 3PL. You mentioned it, logistics. For somebody who does not know and somebody who wants to use, the fulfillment process, how does this whole process work? Somebody who's starting off in e-com, walk us through this in a baby steps and tell us what is that, and then how does, in the second part of the question, how does your company Renew Logistics come in?
Okay, sure. So third-party logistics basically means all of the moving parts in your business, all the operations. If you can outsource those things, mm-hmm. That is basically what a 3PL does. A 3PL is an outsourced partner for e-commerce brands and any type of, any vendors that are out there. And basically what we do is goods are shipped to us from the factories in Asia, mm-hmm. We'll store and warehouse those items for that client. And then as they have a need for items to go to end users, like consumers, we will actually pick and pack those items, ship them to their specifications, and manage that whole process for them, including the customer service. So we have like a warehouse management software, and clients have a portal so that they can actually see all of their orders. And there's a tremendous amount of communication because you're basically becoming someone's business partner. And so it's a very intimate relationship that you have. And a lot of times you're there to solve problems for them that they just couldn't solve. And so like a lot of econ brands, they start off slow, and then all of a sudden they get some great press, and then their numbers just spike up, and then they just can't manage it, And so that's where we can kind of step in for that client. And with our experience, we can make sure the process goes right, that the right items are being delivered to the right customer within the time, 2-day shipping or whatever it is. And so that's the main thing that a third-party logistics company does. And we also will handle large projects for giant brands. So one thing we're doing right now, a lot of for several brands, is repricing things, so inflation is happening. And when these orders were placed 6 months ago for these items to be created in the factories in Asia, that factory actually put a price tag on those items. And so now that they're coming into the US and it's time for the selling season to start, those prices aren't right anymore. And so they're having to go in and reprice. So we're doing like a 1.7 million unit repricing job right now as well. So It could be packaging, it could be changing out stickers, it could be changing out price tags, any sort of, obstacle that would get in the way of a distribution center from being able to do their daily business, we would handle that. And then also for brands that are trying to grow their brand, we would help them grow their brand by taking off all of that extra, management they have to do to find employees, to find a warehouse, to you know, the overhead of paying for a warehouse, managing, you know, there's a massive learning curve to figuring out how to ship and distribute these items appropriately without, you know, upsetting your customers because the items are coming late or because they just, it's not the item that they were looking for. So, you know, there's such a learning curve there that we look at it like we are able to help brands accelerate their growth because then all they have to focus on is the sales.
Cool. So there's a big 1,000-pound gorilla in this market. I'm not going to mention their name to give them free advertising, but they do fulfillment. How do you differentiate from them?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's a lot of companies that do fulfillment. I think where we are different is a lot of the massive companies expect you to fit within their profile of the customer. And so, you know, if you have 200 SKUs, they want to see certain depth behind those SKUs. Mm-hmm. They want to know that their warehouse space is actually going to pay off in a big way because you only have so much warehouse space.
Yeah.
And so you need to make the most of every foot. And so, you know, there's a lot of structure in place in some of those other companies that mm-hmm. is hard for, you know, the smaller brands to be able to fit into.
Yeah.
And then it's extremely hard for the global brands to be able to fit into. So where we really differentiate is we take our knowledge of the global brands and we bring it down to where it's available and accessible to small brands. So we understand about chargebacks and how are you going to end up, you know, you can end up having massive expenses with chargebacks if you decide to go the wholesale route when you're you know, not just selling direct to a consumer, but you're selling to another retailer that's going to have your product in on their shelves. So, you know, we're really good at understanding those compliance factors and making sure they're executed on properly so that those types of things don't happen for our customers. So that's kind of, I think where we differentiate ourselves is just we have the education mm-hmm. and we've seen it done on a very large scale. We can help smaller brands figure that all out. And we have the time and the attention to really do that.
It's a very customized process. Succinctly said, I see a lot of ads on YouTube, TikTok, and everybody is getting into e-commerce and they're going to Alibaba, to different sites, and they're starting this. Have you seen in the last 2 years since COVID-19, have you seen a major change? And a lot of numbers have gone up because of that into your business too?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah. So there's, the amount of people that are exiting, you know, like the normal workforce where you're working for someone else and you're starting your own business has skyrocketed. I don't have any figures on that, but it's been incredible. And so, you know, a lot of what people are doing is they are finding products that they feel like they can kind of carve a niche, you know, in the market for themselves and figuring out how do you do the SEO on Amazon's website so that your product is the most searchable? And, you know, so sometimes it's not even about the product. It's about just understanding the platform that you're working on. But yeah, we're definitely seeing a lot more. We're seeing it's an explosion in e-commerce brands.
You mentioned you just got into SEO because that's my background. So like when somebody puts a product on Amazon, you know, obviously their goal is to get that product found. Are you also providing some kind of a backend where your customers put the product on your site and they can be found? Do you offer those services as well?
We don't have any clients selling product on our website, no. But what we do have very specific intelligence on how to position your brand on Amazon and how to you know, make sure that you do show up in the searches. So like getting a bestseller badge, how do you do that? Do you need to go into a different category and find a lesser known category and see if you can get that badge? You know, there's a lot of different techniques that you can use on the Amazon platform to be able to bring your listings up. But we don't currently have a shopping site on our site.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Well, I duplicated when everybody's doing it. So focus on what you guys do. What is the key takeaway that you would want somebody listening to this podcast to find us in the news, what is key takeaway that you would want to provide to help your company be the beacon for them?
I think that we're the company to call when you just don't know what to do. You know, so you have a mold issue. You just don't know how to solve that problem. You have a packaging issue. You just don't know what to do. You don't want to, create your own warehouse space. You're running out of warehouse space. You don't know what to do. We help clients all the time figure out what that next step needs to be. And maybe it's with us, maybe it's not with us. But we're kind of very transparent about what that next step should be. So we really look at being a business partner with our clients, and that's something that a lot of 3PLs just don't do. You know, it's usually very straightforward. You have a warehouse manager, you have a lot of structure, and you're going to fit into their system. And so I think that's really what I would have for a takeaway for any brand is, if you're stuck and you've got a warehousing or transportation or, any sort of an operational problem, that's where we can help.
So you are like a celebrity personal trainer. You're stuck with the weight. You can't get it down. You've been working with going to the gym, but now you are the one that will solve the problem and put simply. Very good. It was great to have you. Great to learn about your product, Renewal Logistics. And now you solve your problem, your personal story, and definitely anything else you want to provide. What is the website they should look at?
Sure. Thank you. It's www.renewallogistics.com. So RenewallogisticsCom.
Thank you, Courtney, for being on the Subject Matter Expert podcast and being an expert in 3PL.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to our Brand Story podcast powered by KISS PR Brand Story. Want to get featured on a story like this? Visit story.kisspr.com.